Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You could ask any question, but I do encourage you to be specific. I'm excited to be here, and I'm going to give you the number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we take the phone calls after the first break. And the format of the show is that I give you a little tips and tools, or give you some information for the first 15 minutes, and then the last 45 minutes we open up those phone lines and we take all of your calls. We also want to welcome in the CBS Psychic Network, because we're tuning into those guys now, and so those of you that are listening on that network, we welcome you to KKNW, and you can call in that number. Again, I'll give it to you, 1-800-930-2819. And ask any kind of question that you like. And I want to go over, because we are having new people here, as far as what kind of readings I do. What I do is I call them intuitive light stream readings. And why are they different from psychic readings? Because I read more than just the psychic part. I look into your energy field. We are energy, and that's what we're made of. And that's what we learn in fourth grade, but we tend to forget that by the time we're in fifth grade. And then we think that psychic energy is kind of weird, or it's actually getting a lot better where people are getting more comfortable with it. But you contain packets, trillions and trillions of packets of information within your energy field. We all do. And so what I do, I consider myself a reader or a reporter of what you're doing with your energy. And so I'm reading the roadmaps that you have made within your own energy, consciously or unconsciously. We are putting our energy and investments into different patterns. And so I read the patterns. And so let's say you're asking about a relationship, but I'll look into your pattern and I'll see that there's a block, and that block has to do with the second chakra, which is where it's all about relationships, sex, money, creativity. And that block is old, and it even has to do with when you were 3 to 5 years old that you swore you would never be hurt by another relationship. That absolutely can interfere with the ongoing relationships right now. And so the more we get information and are able to look at ourselves as energetic beings, follow the roadmaps that we have created, and then also be able to clear them, because when we have those blocks, remember that when we put our awareness, and that means our intention and attention into it, it's like putting a light bulb into it, it's like a magnet pulling it up, being able to look at it, identify it, and then take the accountability and responsibility to change it. And so then we don't want to keep our wounded 2-year-old or 3-year-old child in the driver's seat, because would you like any 2 or 3-year-old drive a car? And that means driving your energy. No, we would take that child out of the driver's seat and embrace her or him and integrate her or him. And so most all of us have that wounded child in the driver's seat at one time in our life, meaning directing our energy, and so we could get into patterns that are disempowering versus empowering. So again, your energy field, your light stream, has all packets of information, and that includes your history, where I symbolically see it behind you, but that is just symbolically, because we are multidimensional beings living in a multidimensional universe, and we're at the tip of the iceberg of understanding what that means. And so when I'm seeing it behind you, again, it's more symbolically for reading's sake, to keep it simple. When I look on either side, the right side is the male side. We all are male and female energy. We all have it regardless of our sex. And so think of that. The right side, again, is where I read the male energy. It's also where I read the present time and coming up with the, quote, future. And then on the left side is where I read the past, your feminine connection. And that also includes feminine connection to females in your life. And those are female energies of grandparents, mothers, female-bound patterns or generational patterns on either side. Your body shows me who can influence you profoundly. And it could be sometimes dad's grandmother could have, your grandmother on dad's side, she could have been the one that said money was the root of all evil and really invested that into your father, and that is encoded in your energy field. So then you have issues with money, and then when you follow back to the theme and hear that that was something that triggered you, and then it got into affected you and collected like a magnet all of the other thoughts of money besides evil, that it's, you're not worthy of it. So again, the more we can identify the feeling of it that is blocking your energy, the more we can clear it, and the more it's able to unblock. It's like a tube, it's a Drano, going through those tubes, going through those blocks, and clearing out our energetic hair. So I always talk about clearing our energy, and I talk in energy terms because that's how I see things. That's how I believe every intuitive reader is reading energy patterns. They might have a different style. They may use different words, but that's exactly what they're doing. And the front part of us is where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires, so the front fibers. And we also put our worst nightmares, and it's where, again, on the part where I can see the, quote, future. And remember, with every thought, word, and deed, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, we are creating our future. We are creating how we're directing our energy. And so you're a walking information with trillions of packets of information. The more you understand that and really take accountability and responsibility as far as how you're directing your energy, the more you're going to live an empowered life, is what it comes down to it. And so we are the co-creators of our reality. We are also the centers of our universe, and so this is where the more we feel that, we've heard many times that we are the angels having the human experience, but many people don't hold that angel posture or that mastery posture. They hold that somewhere way up in the sky, like it's, they're not worthy of holding that. And so this is the process of us stepping up into our worthiness, and again, looking at those underlying patterns that could really profoundly affect us, and then as soon as you identify them, you start shifting the pattern in the energy. And then you give I give you tips and tools to be able to work with it, to continue to work with that pattern. So that's what the readings are like. And so you could ask any kind of question because, again, all the information is within your energy field. And I do talk about chakras, but you don't have to know the energy centers to get a reading because, again, all of the information is there, and I either use the word or I don't use the word. If somebody does not know the energy centers, I do recommend for you to start to get to know yourself as an energetic being, and one of the first ways that you could do that is to understand chakras. There's a lot of information about chakras out on the internet, and so because they hold, again, a lot of information. If I see a block down in your root chakra, it gives me a lot of information of where I even see the block. By just seeing it there, I could go on and on for hours as far as what is that block means, and especially where the position is, if it's on the right side or the left side or if it's in the middle. It gives me a lot of information. It's like the picture says 1,000 words. Your energy body gives me tons of pictures and images and symbols. And so, again, I consider myself a reporter, and I'm reporting where you're putting your energy. And so then we are able to put it under the light to be able to give you the answers. And so that's what I do, and that's what I love to do. And I also do the light stream balancings, and the balancing is where we take it and go a little bit deeper, where we get into, again, root cause, and it's restructuring, balancing your energy. And I consider every reading a balancing because we are energetic beings, and our intention is the highest and best of what you need to hear for your growth. And so we're already putting that higher intention into your energy field, and so it starts to recalibrate and realign itself. But when I do balancings, especially in private sessions, I get, again, a little deeper. I'm very well aware on radio that I'm not going to get into very personal stuff as far as being molested at a certain age and that kind of thing. I respect your boundaries, and but in private sessions, we could really get into deeply as far as how things are affecting you. And so, and I do all kinds of sessions, and I do them all around the world. You don't have to be in person. I have people from Taiwan all the way to New Zealand, down to all across the States, Canada. And so it doesn't affect the reading if it's by the phone, because remember, we're energy, so it doesn't matter if you're in person. It doesn't make it a better reading if you're in person. And so I do 15-minute readings, half-hour, 45-minute, hour readings, hour and a half. And this month, we're doing a $25 special. So say that you heard the special on KKNW and CBS Radio, and you are saying that you would like the $25 special off in the session of any length, and Wendy will help you out with that. And so that's what I do when I'm reading the energy field. So again, we like to give you tips and tools. And right now, it's a rainy day out here in Connecticut, where I live on the East Coast. And I've noticed a lot of people are feeling like a energetic, what I call like a kind of like a gloom energy. It's like, 'cause a lot of people are feeling not grounded. And we just are coming up to a full moon this weekend. So think of this as a perfect time for us to think this week of what we want to complete, what we'd like to end, and finishing of a cycle. And that could be literally, I want to clean out my closets and end this clutter around me, and so it's a perfect time to start doing that, or end a certain kind of toxic relationships, or having a sense of closure and endings. And so when we work with the moon, because the moon profoundly affects us, and the more sensitive we become, the more we become universal beings living in the universe, the more we're going to recognize how much the planets, which is part of that energy, profoundly affects us. So it's working with the energies instead of against it. And so again, this week is a upcoming a full moon, and so that really affects us. Think about how we've heard in the full moons that people are in the hospital and they go to, I was labor and delivery nurse, and people would definitely have more babies, would be very busy 3 days before, 3 days after, and even the ER and in the psych wards. It's because we are affected, again, profoundly with the moon. The moon affects our emotions. It's connected to the feminine energy, the mom side. And so think of it's our emotions. We're made of 75, 80% water, and so we're profoundly affected by the waters, our tides, our own ebb and flow. So when we have a full moon, there's a sense of us on a unconscious level being urged to have a sense of completion, endings, closings, and again, it's a good time for you to look physically, mentally, emotionally, where things need to be tied off, closed off, and so you're not draining your precious life force. And so that's the tip of the day. That's how I do the readings. And we're going to go to this short break and come back and open those phone lines. You're listening to The Carol O'Connor Show.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Oats yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor. And we are going to the phone lines. And, Benny, why don't we go to those
Sounds
phone
like
lines?
The dubious honor. Yeah, the dubious honor for me. And I'd love to do it every Monday for you, Carrie.
Thank you,
I'd
Benny.
Never skip out on a day for you. Yeah, I know, right? There's some brown nosing for you, right? Well, Kelly has joined us from Little Rock, Arkansas. She's needs to try to find out who took some money from her. Let's see if we can help her out. Kelly, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so what's going on, Kelly?
Hey, Miss Carrie. Some money was taken from my parents' kitchen. To make matters worse, it was on the day of my mother's funeral.
On the day of my mother's funeral?
Do you have any idea who may have taken it?
Honey, I could barely hear you. The day of your mom's funeral?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Did you have a house full of people? I'm sorry, what?
Did you have a house full of people?
We did, but it was all family. It was all just, it really feels like that classic Agatha Christie whodunit.
Right, right.
Because we're all looking at each other going, I didn't take it. I didn't do it. Who did it?
Could it possibly have been moved?
I don't know. We really don't. We really don't.
Recently? Well, you know what? Why I was asking you, Kelly, because I wanted to make sure that I was not reading thought forms, because if anybody in the family starts having an idea who it is, it literally starts in the energy field. And I saw a tall, younger, not younger, a male that was looks rather thin, and that also can be energetically thin, where he could be feeling stressed out right now. And I'm believing that people are thinking that it's him. So it's even if people aren't saying something, it's like somebody that would posture themselves as the younger person, the brother position, or the grandson kind of energy. And he seems the most distant, meaning energetically. But it's more of like guilt over his head, or guilt of by association. But the sense that I'm getting is that, first of all, does your father have some, I know he's in the grieving sense, but does he have, was your mom the one that put the money away? Because I'm just thinking that he could not remember
Yeah. Mom would hide it, and it's like Dad would know where she put it, kind of, but.
I was just going to say, your mom's saying that he doesn't know where she put it. saying, yeah, kind of. She's doing her hand listen, not listen, take it in, and not kind of hearing. And also, did she kind of go over suddenly?
Very suddenly. It was a huge shock.
That's what she shows me, because there's a part of that I'm seeing her going over sudden, but also I'm seeing that especially when you, and is this over the last 2 weeks, last 2 days, or in the last two, as far as I'm just seeing her putting up the number for two fingers, and so that means to me.
No, 7 weeks later, he passed away. My dad passed away.
Okay.
And this happened, Mom passed away April 1st of 2009.
Yeah.
My dad passed away 7 weeks later.
Okay, all right. That's where I'm getting the two. So you got two of them gone. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it happened 7 weeks later after your father crossed over. All right.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just, the biggest message that I'm getting is that it was moved from where you originally thought where it was. Dad didn't know that it was moved, wasn't clear with it. He's like, it was something that he just, I'm just seeing a big, like, symbolic earwax in his right ear, so he didn't, like it was your mom's thing, not really his thing, and especially after she crossed over, he really didn't like listen to stuff. It was like I see this energetic fog over his head, down to the point where I was saying, going to ask if he kind of like checked out after your mom checked out. It was like he wasn't there emotionally, physically. He just kind of, I just see this bag over his head. I was even going to ask if sometimes when I see people that have like almost like a dementia, they're just gone when the mom's gone, When the biggest thing that I'm getting as far as you guys stepping back from it, and especially because they both keep on putting in the number 2 weeks. So take over the next 2 days into the next 2 weeks, because I'm seeing you guys find it, and it could be somebody coming back and replacing it into a place of, oh, my gosh, it's somewhere else. You know what I mean? And and have you guys torn the whole house apart?
Well, we have, and we have found some, but it was totally different increments. It just wasn't that money. It was actually taken from the kitchen underneath the silverware drawer, mm-hmm. and you know, we just, I mean, we all knew it was there. I'll have to call him back. We all knew it was there. It was just like, kind of like the salt and pepper shakers. I mean, it's like we just all knew it was there.
Right.
Do you think Dad moved it?
I think yes. That's what I was going to get. That I'm seeing that he there. It was moved, and also I'm seeing that not only did it's moved, then all of a sudden I'm seeing it getting divided. Like your mom's thought form is like having a bunch here, and then having stuff tucked away there. I'm seeing that your dad could have like split it in different places because his thought was like, if somebody came in and found it, why find a bunch when you could just do it a little places everywhere? You know what I mean? And that's where and that made sense to his head. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I would add up what you found in all the different places and see if it was, you know, around the same amount that you found. But I'm also getting pulled to which would seem to be upstairs over. If I go inside the house and if I'm in the front door, I go over to the right side of the house and I feel like I'm going to what would feel like an upstairs, or is it like a ranch?
Well, Mom and Dad have a huge place. It's more like an 80-acre estate.
All right, is there two levels then when you go up the stairs?
Yes. I mean, they have a two-level home.
Okay. All right. Well, when I go up in the foyer, I go upstairs and I'm getting pulled to the right, and I feel like I'm in between a bathroom and like a master bath and over to the like big bedroom, and then I feel like there's some sort of like walk-in closet. I would just check the upstairs over toward the right side, but again, I'd add up the monies that was put in the side because I'm just seeing them dividing it all and tucking it in different places as far as your dad could have not felt comfortable with it all in one place. And especially because do you guys have an idea of who it is, or did a couple people think it's one person but they're still a surprise?
Well, we all kind of think it could be he's a distant relative of ours from Michigan. Did you see any?
Well, I'm seeing that you guys are all thinking that it's him. I'm thinking that for sure. And when I'm seeing the
bad to accuse someone that didn't do it.
The biggest thing when I put like guilty over his head or shirt or whatever, the first thing it's up in the sky, so that means it's thought forms of other people that think that it's him, right? And so, literally, a lot of people think it's him, and so it's like a life energy that's going there. But what's interesting is he doesn't seem to know that it was existed, if he was a distant cousin, would that be something that he would even know about?
Yes, because that evening, it was kind of a family joke, you know.
Okay.
It was like, Mom put money everywhere, and my brother said, yeah, look, she's even got money under the silverware drawer. Look at this.
Right.
And I mean, but we said that among family members. That I mean, it would be like you saying something in front of your family member, and you would think, I don't have to be guarded by saying this. I'm not saying it in front of strangers. You know, so.
Well, the biggest message that I'm getting from your from the parents is I would take away the energy from that distant cousin, because when I'm putting guilt and I'm putting like the money in his hand, his energy body is dropping it. He's not taking it. Your father's taking the guilt shirt off of him. You know what I mean? So that's more signs of that. And even like we used to hear that stuff with my aunts and uncles of putting stuff in the butter jar or whatever, but I'd never be going through their closets to look in it. And it's almost like was there an opportunity, that kind of deal. But the biggest thing, especially over the next couple of weeks, because I keep on seeing the two, and two is the month of February. So going and just kind of stepping back, you know, when people get all tight about something, and this is something that people get tight up, it would be a charge thing because it's a sense of betrayal, and it's like the big whodunit, just like what you said, just like agree to just step away from it, to just kind of step back from it, just step away from it, and then especially over the next couple of weeks, then I'm seeing that when you guys start adding things up or you find another pile, but it feels like it's more upstairs than it is downstairs. But the first thing is that like letting it go, and I do feel that your father did move it, and I take the energy away of the guy, and even if he comes back and returns it, the biggest thing is it, but I don't feel that it's that. I'm really getting the feeling that he's out in the loop, out in the there's a sense of distance, and I'm just being mindful that they won't let me put, I keep on putting, saying guilty, guilty, guilty all over him, just to, and energetically to see what his body does, and it's not sticking at all, you know what I mean? So that's very interesting and curious to me, and your father, again, when I put the guilt shirt on him, he goes and strips it off, so there's a part of him that he is adamant with that, and so he's, so I would absolutely, again, take the, like, kind of let go, surrender, allow. And a lot of times I've seen people where they've moved money when they've crossed over, or that they, the energy's moved money. And so it was part of it was like a bigger lesson of allowing, surrendering, letting go, and being willing to let go, you know, that kind of deal. And then all of a sudden when everyone did and they just surrendered, all of a sudden it was like, bam, it even appeared in some places where it was before. You know what I mean? Where people have looked, I swear to God, I looked, and there it was, you know? And so I've had that happen many times. I had a woman whose diamond earring, which was a 4-carat earring, show up on her front steps where for 6 months people trot past the step. It was the entrance of her house, and all of a sudden it was there. You know what I mean? And so amazing things could happen. They're saying, again, part of letting go. They're really, I see that you are the bridger, the person who's like having the people kind of, because it's getting charged with the guy. You know what I mean? As far as with
yeah, him. Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
Betrayal button, Kelly. So it's like, again, stepping away from it, and then seeing that you guys have will be having one of those pleasant stories of saying, wow, look how things work.
Well, thank
okay?
you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, you're going to the first break, and we'll be back to take more calls. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunt to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, here with you for the next half hour, and our phone lines are open, and the number is 1-800-930-2819, and Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
Sure, let's head eastward and head out to Sierra. She's calling in from Abbeville, South Carolina. She had a question about an apprenticeship that she applied for just recently, so let's see if we can help her out a little bit and see if we can send some good vibes towards getting her hired. So, Sierra, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, Sierra. How are you, Sierra?
I'm doing okay. Trying to deal with the crazy energy that's floating around right now.
Yep.
I applied for an apprenticeship position last Monday for a farm in Tennessee, for an organic farm. And just wanting to see what you feel about that or what you're getting, and if I'm supposed to go that direction or some other direction right now.
Did you interview with a tall person, a guy that was thin and tall and it looks like Mr. Green Jeans?
No.
I'm hearing Mr. Green Jeans.
No, he doesn't look anything like that at all.
Okay. All right.
He does have a successful track record of another farm that he still presently owns and is leasing out. He's had this farm for probably about 17 years now, and it's grossing six figures here in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. The new farm that he purchased is actually in the eastern part of Tennessee, right on the Tennessee-North Carolina border near Asheville.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if that's the direction or if there's something else.
Well, I'm looking at Mr. Green Jeans near your side. He's on your right side, right? And so think of that even represents the guy's love for organic farming, and think of that character, Mr. Green Jeans, was all he's energetically aligned with what he's doing, so that would bring him success, right? And I'm just watching that he's standing on your right side as far as that means the coming into side, you know what I mean? As far as as far as being able to get the job, I see that you'd definitely be in for the running. But is there like four or five people apply for this? What is the...
Well, he's accepting three apprentices.
Okay.
On the day that I was to be there at the farm in Tennessee and meet with him, mm-hmm. five or six other people were supposed to be there also, but no one showed up but me.
Okay.
So maybe I'm not sure, but
yeah, that would be it.
He said he would be in touch. My thing is, because the energy is so weird, I'm not feeling anything right now.
Uh-huh.
Which direction or not, but there's that part of me that says, well, am I strong enough to go ahead and embrace and do my own thing?
Your own.
And if so, what direction should I go with that?
Well, the way that the green jeans guy is sitting on your right side of you, right? So think of that
mm-hmm.
means your own male energy adopting your own, and the right side is the male energy, and that's the go out to the world energy, you know what I mean? So think of taking the all that you have learned, and because this is what I was seeing with the guy as far as I do see other people coming in as far as applying for the job. When I saw the other people coming in, they could have even had some sort of I see you in the top three positions, if there's three, but I just keep on seeing him changing the checkerboard places, and so that means to me he's not decided everything, weighing things out, blah, blah, blah. But then I look at the part of you as Mr. Green Jeans, and what's interesting is that you're like in the it's like you put yourself in the shade. So think of that means that if you're bringing up out of the unconscious into the consciousness, into that you doing your own, having your own history of organic farming, being able to step into it, look at that, what that guy has done, and take example from him as far as success in it, that kind of deal, and be able to bridge it over to your energy. And when I'm looking at it, it looks symbolically thin and stretched, meaning that there's a part of you that you're processing, especially over the next couple of days into next couple of weeks, of can I do this? You know what I mean? That goes back to the feeling the crazy energy. But the more I'm looking, especially over the next 2 weeks into the next into February, even to the next 2 to 4 weeks, I'm looking at that male aspect of you getting greener and greener and green and yellow and yellow and yellow. And so that means being fed by that, feeling like kind of out of like the energetic gray cloud that a lot of people are feeling right now, and more
right.
back into the sun, meaning in on purpose, feeling passionate about things. And so you're in the win-win situation where I'm seeing you getting again, it looks like offered, but it seems like it has like a deal with it or something along those lines. What did you feel about with his energy?
His energy was very close.
Yep.
I had the privilege of meeting this man back in 2003 when I was at his other farm.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of disappointed in him not really, you know,
yeah.
talking
more yeah.
about what's going on, what his intentions were. I know he's very busy, and just wondering if this other gentleman that you're feeling, he has a gentleman that he's 30 years old. He is a farmer that is he was in talks with about taking over his other farm of renting it in here in South Carolina.
Okay.
I'm just wondering maybe if I should maybe direct my energy to going to that farm rather than the new farm that he's building.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I mean, this guy is going to need help too, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm just wondering
well,
if I should.
Well, go back to the feeling part as far as there's no right or wrong, what felt light for you. So you went there and other people weren't showing up. So that's, you know, even part of his old gig of what could be going on with him, right? And then
right.
also
mm-hmm.
go back to what you were feeling. Again, not right or wrong. You were feeling disappointed. And again, that's where I'm seeing him kind of standing. All prepared or looking where it was an outfit, but it's something feels like it's in the dark with him. So, and that could just like in the cold, in the dark, even being too busy, passion turned into not balance, that kind of deal. But whatever,
yeah, that's kind of what it felt like. Yeah.
And so it goes back to, again, how does that feel to you? Does that mean that like a dream turned into like time to make the donuts job, or something that is now so big and overhead is so big that people become drones? You know what I mean? So, and that's where I see the other younger guy as far as checking it out. And again, Sierra, over the next 2 weeks, it's going to be crystal clear to you as far as what do you want to do and where do you want to go. Because I do see the guy offering it, but it looks like a limp handshake, meaning the Tennessee guy. And so that means to me, again, go with what you're feeling. Pay attention to everything down to, like, the offer seems limp. So it doesn't seem like here you are. You know what I mean? And even if it feels that way and he's, you know, just go back to the feeling as far as that, because it's one that seems very weak and limp, and the other one seems green, growth, expansion, possibilities, using your own history, stepping out, partnership, all of those kind of things. And it's going to be crystal clear as far as which one to take. It's not going to be even iffy. And so hang in there over even the next 2 days. By the next 2 weeks, you're feeling very solid with that, and you're already starting to bridge and get excited and feeling like you're back in the saddle again energetically. Okay.
Well, the whole thing is if going toward Tennessee, I mean, that does put me a little more out of the loop with my family. If I am at the other farm in Cross, South Carolina, it's more near my family,
right.
that kind of thing.
Right.
It just, there was something, like I said, there was something that it does feel... you know, that he is withdrawn and he's got a lot of things on his plate between the
right.
horses and the farm. And
right.
I'm just wondering, in my best interest for my stress level and all of those things as well, of being closer to my family, familiarity of where I'm from and, you know, that kind of thing.
That's where it goes back to again this year, as far as when you go to the feeling, you're even answering crystal clear. It feels cold there. It feels stretched. It feels cold. So that means that you'd be joining that environment. You know what I mean? And then where when there's home, there's support. It's like weighing out more things than just the a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is
an apprenticeship. It would be from February, the middle of February, until October.
Uh huh.
So that's a big chunk
right.
of obligating and commitment
right.
that
right.
I would be giving to someone.
All right.
in exchange mm-hmm. for this knowledge and what he's, you know, willing to share and to teach. Okay, well, if there's anything else that you
I see that you're already showing me. Do you even feel your voice or hear your voice?
Yeah, I feel, and it's like when I was talking with my friend Cindy, I was, you know, talking about it. Like I felt really just all happy and gung-ho and excited, and then after I got there and driving home, you know, there's potential there, but there was just a lot of, oh my gosh, I drove, you know, 3.5 hours, you know, over 200 some miles, and this is all you have to tell me?
Right. Right.
Kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, you know, my inner self is, you know, telling me a lot of things. But like I said, due to the weirdness of the energy that's going around, it's really
we're
going
to have to go to the break. But trust that trust that, because that's going to lead you to opening doors and not just taking the first thing. Go back to the feeling part, because it's crystal clear. And it's going to be more crystal clear in a couple of days. Okay?
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Do you want a better relationship? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals or improve your health and fitness? Well, why choose just one? How would you like all of that and more? You have the answers. All the power you need is within yourself. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings and the laws of consciousness within a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Get the results you want now. Contact the Empowerment Partnership. Join us for the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Become a manifestation magnet with money, relationships, and health now in Seattle. Sign up for January 30th to 31st. Let us show you how to unlock your hidden potential. Call 800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D, or visit us at HUNA.com. Limited seating available. Know it, believe it, and make it reality.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'll do, and thanks for being so patient with Lynn. She's calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. She needs a little guidance with her marriage right now, so let's see if we can help her out. Lynn, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
So what's going on?
Well, this last week's been kind of weird between my husband and myself, and I find myself not wanting to let go or forgive, or just the sound of his voice just irritates me. I just have to be away from him right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd like some light kind of shone on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lynette, what I'm seeing right now on the right side of your body, and it's coming back to where I'm standing above your head, and think of him watching a circle. Think of there's the right side, there's the left side, and if you were to split the circle into fours, I'm looking at the back corner on the right side. When I see that symbol, that's my sign of unconscious, deep-seated patterns, unconscious patterns, and I also see this, like, wave pattern going over that looks like an emotional wave, water wave, and it's gray. So that's another sign of having your bringing up unconscious patterns and deep-seated patterns, even past-life energetic patterns right now, and well, actually, I'm looking at this since 12, so the month of December, and going over to February, where it feels like it needs a break. You're also being profoundly affected, where a lot of us are. There's these two planets, Saturn and Jupiter, are affecting all of our relationships right now, as far as personal, kids, husband and wife, all of our relationships, and the emphasis is clearing out karmic patterns and to allow expansion, or to look at the relationships to see if they need to are they done and complete, right? And so I see that you're being influenced by that kind of that energy also unconsciously, and that and especially even going back to when you're 12 years old in your third chakra, I'm looking at your 10 to 12 year old wants her day in the sun and feels like he blocks the sun. And so that means feeling your passion, feeling joy, and a lot of third chakra stuff. And I see you smack in the middle of the third chakra, that's self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And so I would really recommend for you to, especially over the next couple of weeks, Lynn, of just energetically kind of putting him on the side. Act like you're in a dressing room. And when we're in the dressing room, we don't have our kids, our husband, our spouses to come in. And you're stripped down like you're naked and you're trying on different things. Be soft to yourself and just energetically give yourself a break, because your energy is doing a download adjusting period. And when we do that, it's like, think of our skin as our biggest organ, and we could feel like our nails are on a chalkboard, or that people can be bothering us or bugging us and that kind of deal. And again, over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks of this adjusting period, supporting yourself, nurturing yourself, saying that you want to take a break, as far as that you're in a period, like that you're just again taking care of yourself, nothing personal to him, and you're just want to take a space right now. You just need your kind of space. And I also really recommend, as far as especially when somebody knows and is verbalizing, I can't let go, I can't forgive, even saying the four words: I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, and I'm grateful. I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, I'm grateful, and have that be a mantra. But the first thing you're saying those is to yourself, and then you're going to any direction of space of time where those need to be said. They're very powerful. It's a very powerful healing. And so in taking that and visualize yourself spinning in this plate, and you're saying that from your heart: I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, and I'm grateful. And it's, again, not only about your husband, you're saying it out to any direction of space of time where those words need to be said. In the first place you're saying it to, person you're saying it to is yourself. And so it's merging with your wounded child part, especially your 10 to 12 year old right now. And that goes, when I go down to your roots, it's even younger than that. And so, again, what I see that you're doing is exercising how to hold your right side of your energy field without your husband being there. And there's a part where it's the 10 to 12-year-old thinks he blocks your son. And so it's like being able to flip that around, as far as nobody can block anything without our permission. You know what I mean? So it's like you're energetically learning how to get out of this patty cake posture with him, how to hold your own core. And at that time, we could, again, be very sensitive to the readjusting period. And I'm having you look at eyes that your little eyeglasses are going on, where they look like magnifying glasses. So everything could look very big and very exaggerated. And then there's big glasses where it's like you see the broad thing. So it's literally changing your sight, as far as looking down and looking, seeing the big picture, looking down, seeing the big picture. When somebody's doing that much adjusting, it's, again, it's like a period of inward clearing out, inward realigning yourself, and then you will clearly see on the outward, as far as over the next couple of weeks, as far as what's going on, as far as with your husband. And do you feel he does, like, puts a stop sign to your energy, like, stop?
Yeah.
Like, don't move any further, and then you're not going to go for any further? What's that?
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
I feel a lot of times he says one thing, but I can feel his underlying current.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
And so, he doesn't understand it when I speak that way. He gets really mad because he wants to deny it.
Right, right. Well, the gig is, Lynn, that we're all starting to become sensitive and feeling the underlying current. And so when people say, nothing's wrong, I'm okay, and underneath they're seething, right? Where, where before it'd be like sensitive people would pick it up. Now is the veil, and we're working on ourselves. All of that stuff is coming up, right, to show our, like, I don't want to say true colors, because our true colors is that we're all whole, healed, and happy. But most of us aren't holding those patterns yet. And so, again, think of that. It's a perfect opportunity for you to kind of, you're energetically doing, talk to the hand to him, but it's in a place of, I need my space as I'm clearing my space, as I'm really exercising, holding your whole right side. This goes way beyond your husband. It goes beyond before you even met your husband. And so it's like having yourself, giving yourself breathing room. And then as far as the glasses, being able to adjust, is this a part of a relationship where it's reason, season, lifetime, where he's blocking you from the sun. And so then it goes back to, nobody could do anything without my permission. So where am I giving permission that's making me even mad that am I be able to use my voice? Am I able to say, hey, you're underlining anger is rage, and that rage makes me feel like I collapse, because that's what your root chakra showing me. So again, just even talking to him, using his root chakra, adjusting. And again, I see as far as with when it gets into February through April, you'll be able to see whether he's going to step up to that next level. And if he's not, then it's like more readjustment, and that I'm seeing you holding your core more. That's where this whole period is about, with you exercising the right side, saying, I'm not going down to what I call the third elevator anymore to meet you there. You have to meet me up here, because when I go down there, that's what you get mad at, because it's like turning down your volume to your light, and it's like fries you out. So then, but you want to look at it that it's the underlying thing, it's him, but it's not him. What's the underlying theme that is having you turn the light down? You know what I mean? And so that goes
exactly
back to, then I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry, and I'm grateful. And so it's working on our own shadow and letting him do whatever he wants, and then the energy is going to take care of itself, because the more you just keep on vibrating and having your frequency keep on going up and up and up, it creates like a Teflon, so you don't get pulled into their energetic vortexes, and then it's going to be very obvious and crystal clear if you guys are just on two different vibrations, where we don't have to make somebody wrong, we don't have to make them, you know, the patty cake or doing the energetic arm wrest on. We could just go to a part of this is complete. It's done its completion place. And so either way, if you think about it, you're in a win-win situation, because you're going on healing yourself, deeply healing yourself, going to core issues, continuing to work on that. And so with those eyeglasses thing, it's being able to see the big picture as you look at the micro thing, and that you're doing real core issue healing, which is going to give you a whole different foundation, which is going to help you use that voice and be able to get it, have him hear that it's underneath emotion that you're talking about. I'm seeing him hearing you. And then it's like bringing it being able to see, like, the balls in his deck, is he going to be able to change the underlying rage that's coming out of him? And if not, then if it's affecting you, then it's like a whole new deck of cards for you guys as far as what you want to do from it from here.
So that's why I'm feeling so much in my throat chakra right now.
What's that?
That's why I'm feeling so much tightness in my throat chakra.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. There's it looks like a choker on it, but then when I pull the choker off, that almost looks like a lovely cameo choker, but it's a big tick. And the tick looks like it's engaged with, engorged with blood. And so that's my sign of sucking the throat, off of you, and the blood is life force. And so, and it comes in on the right side. But then we want to remember that there's a part of our permission, unconsciously or consciously, by wearing the thing. So part of it was like a choker for protection, but it's really like an energy that looks like a tick. So you're removing that, and then being able to heal the throat chakra. But that's exactly why the throat chakra. Then you bring me right down to the root chakra. Then I'm looking at patterns where it goes back to when you're 1.5 to 3 years old. So see what was going on, and especially dad's side of the family, mom as far as voice, and that will be able to help you during this period. And again, give yourself a couple of weeks of being soft to yourself, asking him that you need space to, it's like you're in your own dressing room trying on different things, and that you need your space, and that for him to you expect him to appreciate that like any other soul would appreciate to be a soul friend to you right now as you're doing this. And then if he can't, then it's just going to be even another option to use the voice.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. I hear the music, and that means that we are complete and done with the show. And so may you align with the divine, and I'll be back next week.